Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Revelation chapter 2, we were taught about our need to search the scriptures and to know what they are saying in context, and then to apply them to our lives as they should be applied. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In Isaiah 55, verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Well, that is something. Somebody says, well, look, I've heard the word of God preached. It's been around unsaved people. And nothing happened whatever. And so the word of God did return unto him void. Oh, no, my friend. One day that person is going to stand before the Lord, and he's going to be asked why he did not receive Christ. And any excuse is going to be met with that word. And the word that could have saved them then will be the word that condemns them at the white throne judgment of God. Well, Satan could not withstand the word. He did try to quote it when he was talking to Christ, but he didn't quote it completely. And isn't that the way people do today? They try to quote the word of God, but they don't quote it completely. Quote it out of context. Apply it in ways that the word of God was not meant to be applied. And you see, my friend, what they basically do is that they wrest the scriptures as we're told in the word of God. They make the scriptures a private interpretation. And it failed so miserably. I was sitting in a meeting where a man just started condemning Noah and said how terrible, what a bad person he was for cursing Canaan. And he made the statement, you know, you can hit me in the mouth, but if you hit one of my kids, there's going to be no reconciliation between you and me. And as he said that, I thought, well, what does that have to say about righteousness? When you rebuke, whether it's your child or your child's child, when you must do that which you must do, you're obeying the Lord. And you do it in the way you ought to do it. That's not condemnable. Oh, no, my friend. You see, and bad, because I heard that in a group setting of men that were trying to study the Word of God. And you know, as I thought about that, I said, well, how bad is that? Here's a guy that was talking about these things in a Christian setting. And then you think of today, and now if you are in a school and you spank their child, they want to sue you. And so a person that would make that statement, they didn't find it confirmed in the Bible. Where'd they find it confirmed in? Humanism. So they made those statements of Noah because it is according to the doctrine of humanism. And my friend, that doctrine is straight out of hell, although unwise men thought they came up with the doctrine. We need to learn to be like those that were in Berea. They were more noble than those of Thessalonica, in that they searched the scriptures to see if those things are sold. My friend, untold millions are still unsaved today. Why? Because they are still untold. With 2 Peter 3:9 telling us that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should to perish. And the word perisher has the idea of go to hell. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's why we read in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, aren't you glad for whosoever? Now, these are two verses I've shared with you that are absolutely true. The reason all in the world have not heard this great gospel message is simply because Christians have not told it. I believe that because we have a Holy Spirit of God, that in every generation, he's wanted to lead Christians to the foreign fields and to the fields around home or where they live to try to bring souls to the Savior. And I believe at the judgment seat of Christ for the Christian that many times he's going to be called into an account for souls that went to hell in a foreign country where they never stepped foot. And they'd say something like, well, Lord, I wasn't there. He said, but I called you there. Well, I don't remember you calling me. I can't go back and say there was a time you called me and I knew about it. And he tells you, no, I couldn't really call you because your heart was too set on the things of this world, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of this world, the lust for other things. Oh, they blinded you and they deafened your spiritual ears, and you could not see nor hear my call on your life. And God has that call, and even though you didn't know his will, you should have followed it. The first church I pastored was near Pensacola, Florida. And I can remember that during one of their elections for sheriff, that a candidate stopped in my office. Now, we were out in a rural area, and so not too many stopped out there. There's not a whole lot of votes in a rural area. But this one stopped, and he started talking to me, so I witnessed to him, went to the plan of salvation. Now, what was interesting to me, was that before I went through the plan of salvation, I asked him, I says, if you were to die today, do you know that your soul would go to heaven? His answer was, I'll tell you the same thing I told the pastor at this church and that church and this church, and that is this, I never left the Lord. I says, well, that's good that you've never left him, because he's never left you, but you need to hear what I mean by this. And so I went through the plan of salvation. When I finished, I says, by the word of God that I've just shared with you, if you died today, would you go to heaven? He said, no, I would not. I said, would you like to know? Would you like to receive him right now? He said, no. He says, I'm afraid if I got saved, I'm afraid that I would not get elected sheriff. And my friend, that man did end up getting elected sheriff, and he did not have one of the best administrations. But that guy realized that there would be a change. There needs to be repentance in his heart. Even though he wasn't saved, he knew that much. Oh, my friend. The world needs to hear the gospel. But here was a candidate that grew up in the Bible Belt, and he told me he had never heard the way of salvation. On our website, we have the plan of salvation, and you can go to our website that our announcer gives you at the conclusion of our broadcast, and you can click onto the plan of salvation. It's a 16-minute presentation, and you can listen to it. You can download it onto a disc and give it to others to listen to. And you say, I always get confused or I get tongue twisted when I try to witness to somebody. I always mess it up. Well, give them this CD and ask them to listen to it. Just download it into a CD and you can give it out as a witness to others and get them to promise you to listen to it. But we need to be busy about getting the gospel to a lost and dying world. Now notice the rest of verse 13. And hath not denied my faith, even in those days when Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. Now he says, hath not denied my faith. Now, the word denied has several definitions. There's the definition of to refuse to know. Refuse to recognize is part of the idea here. It's also to reject someone. And the one I think, the definition I think is most applicable here is to disown. Now, my friend, he's saying, don't disown, or don't be one of those that refuse to recognize. In other words, never, as a so-called Christian, as someone who says they're saved, never, never, never be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Never. And what a shame when there are Christians who are that way. A faith martyr has the idea of dying for the cause for which one speaks. In that it mentions not denying the name and the faith, Antipas died for preaching Christ as the only way to eternal life. It's where Satan's seat is. It's where they were teaching, well, there are many roads to heaven. And Antipas preached, no, there's only one way, and you're going to go to hell if you try any other way. And they hated it so much, they tried to kill him. And I believe that our world today is headed that direction. And maybe it'll happen in my lifetime, that it becomes more of a worldwide thing. And maybe someday you'll be listening to this recording when I'm with the Lord Jesus Christ, and it will be actually true. And you really have a special opportunity given you by God to not deny his name, to be a hero of the faith. Holding fast the name and not denying faith shows the faith is referring to the doctrine of Christ. Now, not necessarily all the doctrines of the Word. Holding fast, however, does show that they would not compromise in the way of salvation in that doctrine. And God is commending them for that. And if God commends something, then, friend, that is something that we should do. And every Christian should be loudly proclaiming, Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life. And I hope that you are proclaiming that truth. Now, any preacher or evangelist you hear who says good people, like Mormons, Hindus, Sikhs, Muslims, who are very good morally, but have never heard the way of salvation, and they say, but they will go to heaven. Well, let me tell you something. The man that tells you that is a heretic and a false prophet. And I'm saying that on the authority of the Word of God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.